walk-up music. And as Tausch pointed out, walking up with great shoe game and better fashion sense than us. From the Milwaukee Brewers and Bally Sports, Wisconsin, is our friend, Sophia Minner. Sophia, good morning. How are you today?
Hi, guys. I'm doing well. How are you?
Have you ever been to the Met Gala?
No, I never. I've never been invited, weirdly enough.
Neither is Tausch, but would you like to go next year? Tausch and Sarah are already angling for invitations.
Wow, okay. Sure, I guess we'll be the plus one.
Yeah, what would you rock? Like, if you, because it's obviously fashion, I mean, it is fashion forward, if you want to call it that. It's ludicrous. It's absurd. What would Sophia Minnert, if you got invited, would you go uber outlandish? Which road would you go down, fashion-wise?
Well, it's always themed, right? So I feel like you have to stick with the theme.
I don't know.
Like, is it themed? Last night, it was
it
like,
is themed.
Yeah, there's okay. A different theme every year.
So what was the theme?
So I think it was something like gilded something.
The
so
Gilded
kind of
Age.
Older fashion. Gilded, there we go. Gilded Age. See, you guys are on top of it.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah, definitely on top.
So
what
does that even mean? I think it's like rich. Like really rich, right? Like the Gatsby's type deal. Isn't the Gatsby's related to the Gilded Age?
I believe you're correct.
Yeah. That feels right.
All right. The only question that I have on this is, how confident are you in your fashion game that you would be able to effectively fit in? Because Tausch's plan, and I think he says correctly, that if anyone, did you say dating a Kardashian was the rule
here?
Yeah,
if Pete Davidson went last night in hip waders and a flannel, everybody would think that's the most fashion-forward thing on earth because Pete Davidson did it. And if somebody else did it, they'd be like, get that slob out of here. That's what would happen.
Right. There's a lot of truth to that.
All right, I think we're here. Let's talk about the Brewers. And let's talk about the April they had. I saw this. Apparently, our buddy Adam McKelvey had gotten some negative feedback from Brewers fans about the Brewers' performance during the month of April, and he quickly pointed out that it was their third best record in April in franchise history. What did you think of their opening month, and how do you feel about where they are now 15-8 on May 3rd?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it was overall a really solid month. You know, he is right. It was their third winningest month in franchise history. You go back to 2014 when they won 20 games in April. That was their best start. But I think especially just coming off of a shortened spring training, you know, I think it did take the starting rotation specifically maybe a turn to just kind of they would normally coming out of spring training, and they've just been absolutely lights out the last 2 weeks. All of them, it's just been extremely consistent quality starts, and they've all come out, you know, healthy for one, which is important, and they're performing really well. And I think what you're referring to with Adam's tweet is, you know, kind of feels like we do this every year. There's always questions around the offense in the first month and slow starts and why aren't they producing and why aren't they putting up big numbers consistently. And they've had a couple of breakout games, and that was certainly true the first two games of the Cup Series. You know, you look up and they're one of three teams that got to 15 wins in April. It was the Brewers, the Mets, and the Yankees. That's it. So, you know, they're first in the division, which doesn't mean a whole lot in April, but it does set you up well, you know, for what's ahead in May.
Sophia, you know, the Reds are coming to town. Why do they stink so bad?
Well, they've just had a lot of turnover on their roster. You know, they started trading pieces away last year. They've let people go. They have a couple people on the IL. So it's a very different pitching staff than what we're used to seeing. It's a different looking lineup than what we're used to seeing. They have not been healthy, and they're just not performing well, and that's why they have the record that they do. So yeah, it's definitely been a pretty tough start to their season, but you know, they just don't have the same kind of talent and consistency that they've had the last couple of years.
They're kind of tanking, aren't they? Are they tanking a little bit?
Well, the moves that they've made would indicate that, yeah, they've been losing a lot of their core pieces.
I don't want to get you in trouble, Sophia. I just they're tanking. Just, they stink. They're trying. Their owners said some crazy stuff. The whole thing. Brewers need to. There's almost an added pressure if you're a Brewers because the Reds stink and they don't want to win. And you're humming along. You kind of you don't want to get a hiccup here where you only win one or you probably were looking for a sweep because they're so bad. But that's besides the point. What's the biggest plus that you've seen, or what's the biggest, not even a surprise, but what are you most happy that you've seen out of this first month of the season for the Brewers that maybe you didn't think was going to be the case, but you've been pleasantly surprised?
That's a good question, because I don't think it's a surprise necessarily with how well the pitching staff has performed. I do think it is important, though, that they got through that first month healthy. That's a huge win, just to get everybody through that first month healthy. I think that's true for the bullpen as well. You know, when you win 15 games, that means that, you know, guys like Brad Boxberger and Devin Williams and Josh Hader are pitching in a lot of games. You know, they already have over 10 appearances on the season, which is a lot. But that's, you know, it's a good thing because that means they're winning a lot of games. So I think that is huge. And I would say, too, like, I think a player that, again, maybe not necessarily a surprise, but has really had a huge impact on this team is Andrew McCutchen. You know, how he was laid out at spring training. He's getting the majority of his time as a DH, but he's made a couple of starts in outfield as well. And he's had some just huge at-bats. And I think having him in there, you know, lengthens the lineup. It adds power. It adds, you know, just a really skilled hitter who it feels like every time he goes up there is going to give you a quality at bat. So I think he's definitely been a great addition, not just in the lineup, but in the clubhouse as well. He's kind of had advertised of everything that you saw from him across the field for so many years.
Sophia, what's the game of choice in the clubhouse right now? It's probably not Sheephead, but is there a card game or the dice?
Canyon.
Yeah, what's the game of choice in the clubhouse?
They're not usually playing cards in the clubhouse. They do play cards on the plane. A lot of them are into video games. They all travel with their, you know, travel cases for their video game units. I did talk to Hobie Milner the other day, and he said that some of the bullpen guys at the early part of the game will play this game called Mind Melt in the bullpen while the game is getting going.
Wow.
And so it's like a word association game. And so, you know, you count down 3, 2, 1, everyone has to say a word, and then the next round the goal is to get everybody to say the same word. So you have to, you know, you have to kind of think strategically to, like, okay, three different words, what's a common theme, and then you want to eventually land on the same word. So that's what some of the bullpen guys do in the early part of the game before they have to, you know, lock it in and get ready and get loose. But, yeah, mind melt. So I think that's what they're doing out in the bullpen.
I think the three of you should play right now.
I definitely want to do that next time. I got to study up a little bit on mind melt. That just shows you baseball's a long season. It's a long. Yes. I can't imagine sitting down, you know, in between plays trying to get Cliffy and Marco to mind melt something together. That would have been fun to do. All right, Sophia, before we let you go, we have a gift etiquette question. Jesse was married about a year ago. June 5th, he was wed of last year. One of our teammates at GKB was invited to the wedding, did not go, and now is feeling the pressure from Jesse in saying, you have a month to get a present to me because the one-year anniversary is coming up. If you're invited to something, do you always feel obligated to get a gift?
I don't feel obligated, but I do buy a gift. like whether it's a wedding, a baby shower, bridal, whatever it is, if I'm invited and, you know, with our schedule, usually I'm not able to attend unless it's the month of like November through January. So in that case, I almost always send a gift or some sort of card, gift certificate, et cetera.
Gotcha.
Something off the registry. So yeah.
Okay. All right, Josh, there you go. You got about a month. Get it done.
Sophia, I will
save... Is the registry still available?
That's a great question.
Good question.
All right. That is a good question. I have no idea.
Are we going off the grid with the gift?
You're going to have to go off the grid. If you're a year out, I can't imagine that registry still...
I mean, I've never heard of this rule where you have up to a year
after. No, you
after.
Definitely have a year for weddings. That's a,
yeah, you have a year.
That's a steadfast rule by almost all wedding aficionados.
How about a second TV so Jesse doesn't have to watch his little baby phone?
Now that's a
command.
Wow. That's a great point.
Sophia, I will save my do you like the DH and how's our guy Christian Yelich doing questions for 2 weeks from now. Thanks for making time for us and adjusting your schedule to make sure you could talk to us. You're the best.
Well, thank you, guys. Thank you for being flexible, and I hope you guys have a great day.
All right, we'll see you at the Met Gala next year. That is Sophia Minert from... from the Milwaukee Brewers at Bally Sports, Wisconsin. Speaking of gifts, Jesse, I'm told that you are going to open, because Tausch didn't open it. He just tried to tell you what he thought it was.
Yeah, it's a blanket. Not to be a wet blanket, but that's a blanket.
It looks like a log.
It's not heavy enough for a log.
Well, I was hearing about how you had to lug it a mile and a half uphill both ways.
There's no uphill steps, but not uphill.
You could have fooled me into thinking this was a log you needed to throw on the fire. You could have fooled me into that if you would have sold it the right way carrying
it. We'll find out together, or we'll find out if Tausch was accurate. We'll do it to wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.